5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was nice to be back on court, you know, a real game and everything. The love from, you know, the fans when I came out was amazing. The players, you know, I definitely feel it.
I'm screaming and one, I'm stomping. I get dizzy sometimes. I'm in the free throw line. I'm like, ooh, I celebrated too much. But I talk.
Hey, they want the players to be better. The refs got to be better at the end of the day. And some players, I'm literally walking out of the player and they're calling fouls. So they want us to be better refs.
Reigning Defensive Player of the Year, Candace Parker. Your thoughts?
You're a Defensive Player of the Year?
Take the surprise out your boy, Shaq.
Hey, y'all. America. Let's ride.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Planet W. It's a new starting point for the show. This is Jay.
This is Dan.
And we're ready to come back at you with some vengeance. We took a little bit of a time off because I wanted to reevaluate the show. And I wanted to figure out what I wanted to do with it. I was getting a little bit kind of down on myself with it because I was feeling a little bit like a fraud because I was forcing myself to give a shit about something that I didn't care about. And that is NCAA basketball. I'm glad that it's over with because, like, I like Final Four stuff. I like all of that stuff. But, like, doing the actual, like, show and pretending like I have to care. To be honest, I barely watched any of those games because I was watching women's Chinese basketball during the time everybody was talking about all of these. They're kids to me. I didn't watch any men's. No men's NCAA at all.
I didn't either.
And, like, that's one thing that, like, you know, I'm sitting here having to put together, like, a mock draft, talking about, like, my bracket and stuff. And, like, I'm just listening back to it, and I'm, like, cringing because I'm, like, that's not genuine. I'm not being genuine. And it's just, like, I don't want to be a person that comes across as, like, super fake. But, like, I didn't care much about college basketball. I liked watching it. It was fun. Some of the players are a lot of fun. But at the same time,
absolutely.
It's, like... Like, one thing that gets me is, like, I'll see pictures of, like, Juju Watkins. And, like, when I see pictures of her, I'm like, I am fucking old because she looks just young.
Yeah, absolutely.
She just looks so young. And it's just, like, so it's just, like, I don't know. It just feels weird. Like, it feels like the dude who sits in his old high school and watches high school basketball games. And it's just, like... I don't know. I guess I don't judge that too harshly, but I would feel weird doing it.
Yeah.
And I felt weird having to care about college basketball. So I wanted to take some time off until afterwards, but, you know, it's awesome. Because, you know, I want this to be a WNBA show, and that's what was getting me, was that, we're not about the WNBA. I like women's professional basketball. We could talk about the WCBA. There's some good shit going on over there. JJ's whooping some ass. Fucking Lee Meng, Han Shu, and Liz Cambage are like the big three of China right now. Just wrecking shop over there. Being awesome. Han Shu dunked. In the All-Star game. Like, come on. There's a lot going on over there that's really good. And, you know, I had to pretend like I cared about women's college basketball when I knew what was going to happen. South Carolina won. They won the championship. They're 38-0.
Yeah,
that's crazy. And everyone was just talking about Caitlin Clark. That's
a well-oiled machine.
38-0, and everybody's like, "Well, the Gamecocks beat that old Caitlin Clark team," and it's like, it's so annoying to see because they were the story. The 38-0 season was the story. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah, but oh man, like I don't know if you've seen any of the women's Chinese basketball.
I haven't. I've been watching the EuroLeague stuff a lot.
So. Yeah, I catch it. I mean, I have to catch replays because I don't know where I can watch it. But man, it's been awesome. Like, yeah, fucking Hanshu's dunking.
Yeah, I seen her dunk, and then I catch a little bit of it from JJ's social stuff, but I don't have the correct links to follow it either.
Yeah, JJ's in the championship with her team in Inner Mongolia. right now. And then we also got Liz Cambage is over there just dominating.
Oh, yeah.
Han Shu's on her team. So is Lee Meng. They're just like, I mean,
yeah,
they're just fucking kicking ass. And Han Shu's not playing in the W next year. She's not coming back.
Uh-huh.
Even though she stuffed one from JJ. She thought she was open, and Han Shu just, boop, nope. And it was like, sorry, teammate. taking the ball from you.
So no Han Shu.
Yeah, we're not going to see Han Shu at all next year. And then Lee Meng's coming in after the Olympics, which means you and I won't see her live.
Oh,
because
man.
We don't play the Mystics until after.
Yeah.
Well, we play them before Olympic break, yeah. And we don't play them after at all.
Yeah,
unless we meet them in the playoffs or something, maybe.
Well, yeah.
We can hope.
I hope they build up.
The Mystics aren't going to the playoffs this year.
Nope.
I don't see the Mystics going to the playoffs. But I don't know. It'll be fun. But yeah, you know, we're coming back with a little bit of new format. We're going to start out with news. And, you know, that's the news. What else is going on? I guess the Comets might be coming back, right?
Yeah, I seen the Rockets owner put in a bid to bring the Comets back.
Yeah, I would.
Which would be great. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
For like, sure. I know that there are some other cities that I'd like to see.
But that would be super cool.
Oh,
yeah.
So the nostalgia and everything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You could reproduce more Cheryl Swoops jerseys and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be so cool. But yeah, another thing that we're going to start doing game sounds. So I have these little portable microphones that work really well, and we're going to start taking them to the games, talking
super
to people,
fun, yeah.
Record us yelling and talking shit, try to like say some stuff to the players, have them record some stuff. I think the first thing that we're going to do is record the draft party. That's going on. The draft party is going on tonight. By the time you hear this episode, it may have already happened, but it's going on Monday night. We're going to be there. I'm dropping this episode Monday morning. So the draft hasn't happened yet. So by the time you've listened to this, it might have happened. But we're getting Caitlin Clark. We're getting Caitlin Clark number one, and it's going to be great. It's going to be really hype. So that's why I'm really excited for our first segment of Game Sounds to take place at. The draft party.
It's about that time.
Yeah. I mean, at the very least,
getting
we're going to be.
Itch.
Yeah. We're at the very least going to record that loud ass pop that everybody. I mean, dude, just everybody be quiet so we can hear it.
Yeah.
Shh. Let her talk. I wonder what everybody would do if they started going crazy and I just went, shh. Quiet, guys.
Hey, keep it down in here, guys.
Yeah. I want to hear what she says. I want to hear what they have to say. And then we're going to have a couple of other different segments that we're going to incorporate into the show. We're going to do your standard talking points that you hear all the time, but with a little bit of different slant on them. We're going to have a cold take question and a hot take question every week, and we're going to break it down.
Nice.
It's essentially the same question. It's the same discussion, but you know, from different angles. Hey, this cold take, do you think it's going to happen? Hey, this hot take, you think it's going to happen? You know, that kind of stuff. So we'll start off with our very first, discuss the obvious talking point since we're going into the WNBA draft. Our very first cold take question, will Caitlin Clark win Rookie of the Year? Is she a lock for Rookie of the Year this coming season?
No.
Okay. All right. I mean, a lot of people think so. She has MVP betting lines.
Yeah, it's crazy.
She's
like in the top, I think top five or seven.
Yeah, for betting odds? MVP?
MVP right
there. MVP?
Literally like in the top five or seven odds.
I'm getting angry.
She's ahead of Aaliyah Boston.
That's craziness. Absolutely. She's not going to be a better player than Aaliyah on her own team. It's not going to happen. Like, I don't even know that she'll perform better than Kelsey.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. That's crazy.
I think you see somebody that goes to those teams that really need a playmaker, like LA, Chicago, Washington, like it, depending who they end up with there, I think that's possibly going to be your Rookie of the Year, because I think they're going to shine a little better than her.
Camilla seems like she's already built for the W.
Oh yeah,
she could go in there and start.
She's pro ready. Rakia Jackson,
yeah,
pro ready.
Absolutely. I mean there's going to be some people that come out, and there's some international players that I see will probably be going in the second round. I mean, they're going to be dark horses, probably not Rookie of the Year, but you might see a couple of second round people like Layla Lake, and like they might end up be like shining.
Yeah,
you know?
Possibly. I mean, you see people that like yeah, you're gonna have some people who fall in the draft that are gonna probably have good rookie campaigns.
Yeah. I mean, Cam Brink, you can't really count her out.
No, like, not at all.
You know, I just think that it's crazy that she has MVP lines that are that big. Get out of here. So I don't know. I don't think that it's necessarily she's a lock, but I think that she's. It's a very good.
It's a good possibility.
It's a good possibility that she wins Rookie of the Year. I'm rooting for her too. I would like for her too. She's gonna be on my team, man.
Yeah, I want it more than anything, but at the same time,
I don't really like being one of those stupid sports fans that like only roots for his team and like refuses to hear anything else. Like, she has to because she's going to play for the Fever. So she's got to be number one. And anybody who even argues against me, it's like they won't even be objective. Like there are people out there that will like they hate LeBron James so much that they'll tell you the guy sucks at basketball.
Yeah.
Like the guy's not even good. I wouldn't even pick him in the draft if they redrafted the NBA. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like all you're doing like that. And that brings us to our hot take question, because those are the hot take dummies that you always want to try to avoid being, you know,
right.
Like I'm telling you, Michael Jordan wasn't even good. Like there is a weird narrative going around that if Scottie Pippen wasn't on the Bulls, Michael Jordan would have never succeeded.
Right.
And I do think that he would have, but I don't think they would have been as successful without the team that they had, because it's a team sport. But yeah, our hot take question that I have for the week, and I might surprise you with a little bit of facts. My question that I came up with, one of my favorite players from the OG, actually she was my favorite player at the time when I was a little kid, Rebecca Lobo. Was she a WNBA bust? Do you think, with all the talk surrounding drafts and the way draft picks are coming in?
I think after her first two seasons, I think she had two good years in the WNBA. And then other than that, Olympic-wise, all that stuff, she was a WNBA bust.
I think so, too. I looked up her stats, and, as much hype as like there was behind her and everything, and I loved it. Like I loved all the commercials with her as a kid, and I loved the Liberty, dude. The look of the Liberty, and even now the look of the Liberty, I think is fucking awesome.
Right.
Like
fire.
It's like unmatched. I've always thought that the New York Liberty was like unmatched as like a sports team with their branding and everything. So like I always wanted to root for the Liberty. I loved Rebecca Lobo because it was like she's gonna be ahead of the Liberty. And it became pretty clear that Lisa Leslie and, Cheryl Swoops, they were way better.
Right.
Way better. Have her career stats. Rebecca Lobo, 6 points, 1 assist, 4 rebounds averaged.
Oh, career-wise.
In her WNBA career. That's a bench player that gets cut in the offseason these days. If you're talking hot take here, legend Rebecca Lobo might be a WNBA bust player-wise. I would argue that she's not necessarily a WNBA bust because of popularity.
Right, I would too, because, I mean, you think of her as one of the greats.
Yeah, I mean, people do think of her as, like, one of the legends. Like, they think of her as the big three, the original three, And, like, I still do, too, even though, I look back at it and go, she wasn't that good. She didn't perform that good. But she brought the hype. She brought the original hype, helped bring the league. So, like, I don't know, man. Maybe no. I mean, player wise, she left some stuff to be desired, but not necessarily. She still has commentary gigs.
I wasn't thinking it was going to be that bad when you brought the stats out.
Wow. I brought out the stats. Six. The thing that surprised me was the 4 rebounds.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was, in the paint and everything. So it's like, I don't know what happened to that. I also have a bonus hot take. Nike Air released some AI designed shoes. And how I can tie this in with WNBA is one of them was an Asia Wilson AI designed signature shoe. They also did other athletes, Victor Wembanyama, other people like that. And it was AI designed shoes, and they're whack as fuck.
Oh.
They're so trash. Did you see them?
No, I haven't. I didn't get to see the pictures. I was trying to pull them up, but I got the Wimby prototype.
Yeah, the Wimby prototype is the one that they have actually like a real version of. Yeah. But then they have like concept pictures of like all the other athlete signature shoes. They all look stupid, man. I don't like them. I don't like this like AI. Like AI to me goes a little bit too far.
Yeah,
it takes like. You can't take human creativity away from people. There's just something about the vision that a person has that can't be replicated by a goddamn robot.
Right.
It really bothers me. I just like, I mean, I do AI art. I make AI art to like promote the show and post on social medias. And like, I have like an AI thing for my job that like I just type two sentences into and it generates like a 5-paragraph email. And stuff like that, but like there are things about it that make things easier, but at the same time, like what we're gonna AI songs, we're gonna AI like is all art gonna be AI eventually? AI movies, AI designed shoes. It's so dumb.
Yeah. You're working on creating the Idiocracy world.
Where it's just like, what are we gonna do? We just want everything to have like some sort of like computer design it for us.
Yeah.
How lazy do we gotta be? I don't like being that lazy.
Nah.
We're gonna do an AI podcast where we're just gonna have a computer talk to us about all the things that we want to listen to.
And we'll sit back and watch.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I gotta have some kind of creativity to myself.
Yeah, I always have to. Like, if I'm not creating something, then I feel like a loser.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's something dumb for myself, if I'm not, like, writing something or, like... you know, doodling a little bit or something like that, I feel lost. Yeah. Like, I feel like I need to do something. And then, like, that the AI art, which, you know, I've said in past episodes, I have a complicated relationship with it. It makes nice looking images and stuff, sure.
Right.
Like, everything's really cool, has a lot of, like, really nice eye appeal and everything. Except the thing that bothers me about it is there's no satisfaction into that creativity. Like, I type in, you know, a King's Court, but it's a basketball court and the Warriors are fighting each other on the basketball court.
Yeah.
It's not as cool as if I tried to draw that myself. Like there's no satisfaction. Oh,
it's too fast.
Yeah, we generated that in 35 seconds. Oh, cool. I'm an artist now. Crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, and then we have another segment. I'm going to work on little sounders for these two because I have a sound pad on our mixing board that I just haven't learned how to use yet. And I'm going to have all kinds of like little sounds to help us transition through different segments and stuff. And one segment that I want to introduce, I want to call Personal Foul, where we just, you know, get personally foul and we talk, we talk shit about different sports talking points. We have different personal stories or personal takes from the world of the WNBA. One thing that I was thinking of is the Lynx are retiring Maya Moore's jersey. Maya Moore was number 23. Do you think that there are hack numbers that people can choose? Like hacky, unoriginal, like, bro, we know why you're choosing 23.
Right.
It was Michael Jordan's. Like, why are you doing that? Like, do you think so? Like,
there's a few common, real common numbers. You know what I mean?
Double zero. I always feel is kind of weird because that's the one that you always see on like custom jerseys. Yep. It's like it should say custom above that.
Right.
If you're gonna have a double zero jersey
that's
number,
ad jersey.
Yeah. If you're gonna have a double zero jersey number, the last name should say custom.
Has to be.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like number one, I always felt was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of any others right off the top of my head, but I mean, like,
yeah, like Drew Gooden used to wear 99.
Yeah,
that was kind of strange.
Yeah, but you don't see very many 99s.
No,
I guess
not at all.
See some 88s. That would be a good one.
Yeah,
because then no matter what position you're in the court, if you fall down, it still says 88.
Right.
If you end up getting postered and you know you're put on your head, it still says 88.
Fact.
So there you go. 88. That's the greatest number. My new basketball number is 88.
Yeah.
Or just 8. I guess 8 would also work.
It could be just a solo 8.
Yeah, but then you're hacking Kobe. I don't think you should do that either.
That's it.
So I don't know. I'm not sure, but yeah, I do think that there are some hack numbers.
Yeah, there's like, definitely those ones.
Yeah, but like sometimes the number means something to somebody and it's for just like no reason at all. It's like, yeah, this is my elementary school number and like I you know, won my championship at the Boys and Girls Club in this number. And it's like, but they just randomly gave you that number. You didn't choose it.
We only had like 1 through 9.
Yeah, they just gave you 8. Like, you didn't have to, like, it's weird. But one of the other ones that I wanted to bring up in personal foul that I want to talk shit on a little bit, and I'm so guilty of it, is the thing, is like I'm being the biggest hypocrite in the world right now.
Oh yeah,
is the term "we" when you're talking about a home team.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we have the number one draft pick, we are gonna make it to the playoffs this year,
yeah,
we might win a championship, except for we aren't putting in the same work as those fans,
right,
or as those players. We are just fans sitting in the fucking seats, so maybe we should relax a little bit,
yeah,
with taking credit.
Oh man, this is hilarious, because I just went through this last night. So I'm a Grizzlies NBA fan. My coworker and one of my friends is a Lakers fan. Well, the Grizzlies played the Lakers last night. He bets with the Grizzlies against his team last night, and he keeps saying "we." I hope we pull this off.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, but last time the Lakers played, that was your "we."
Well, I guess it's
so now.
So now
you're a Grizzlies "we."
Yeah. Well, now with sports betting, you get to be a new fan every week.
You know what I mean?
You don't even have to root for your team. Sometimes you can root for your team to lose.
Yeah.
Don't cover the spread, baby. Come on, brick a free throw for me.
Yeah.
Don't fuck my parlay, please. But yeah, I don't like that. I don't like it, even though I do it.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. Yeah. Yeah. We got the number one pick. We're getting Caitlin Clark.
We're going to be good this year.
We don't work in the front office. We don't have a job with the fever. We just have season tickets. So what are we talking about? Like, but I still think it's pretty funny. Like, I do it all the time too. And then I'll check myself in my head.
Yeah,
like, we, this is WNBA. They wouldn't even let you play if you could. So I know what you're talking about. We,
that's hilarious.
I put together, my own basketball goal. I, set it up all by myself. I had my wife help me a little bit, cause it's a more than a one person job. She had to, she had to stabilize the pole while I screwed some stuff in and stuff. But I did set up my own basketball goal, and aside from me now wanting a guaranteed equipment manager position with any team out there available, because I have experience.
Yeah.
Call me up, $95,000 a year. I'm a steal. But yeah, I put together my own goal, and like I played around a little bit. And one thing that I can say for certain, now that I have my own goal in my driveway with my son and it's adjustable, that 8-foot rim talk is fucking ridiculous. An 8-foot rim ain't shit.
Yeah.
An 8-foot rim is I'm dunking on the 8-foot rim.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, I'm fucking bouncing it off the backboard to myself and fucking tomahawking that shit.
Yeah, we're having dunk contests in the driveway.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, if you're talking about, oh, it'll make it more exciting. Yeah, sure it will. But at the same time, there is no skill
at all
dunking on an 8-foot rim. I can pick up my son and put him on my shoulders and he can basically dunk. So I was like, come on, man. 8-foot rim ain't shit.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand the rhetoric for that. Like, or is it, do they say 9 foot?
I think
sometimes
they said 9.
Because I hear 8 and 9 all the time. You know, 8.5, 9 foot, the ladies can dunk. I bet I could still dunk on a 9 foot.
Yeah, I mean, I might have been able to when I was younger.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to get probably a running start for the 9 foot. But that 8-foot rim, when I put it on 8 foot, I'm jamming.
Oh, yeah.
So it's NBA Jam out there. Like, I was having a good time with it, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, maybe it would be fun to watch an 8-foot rim league, but I don't know. We need to gather up some players and stuff. And, yeah, we're going to do an 8-foot rim dunk league.
8-foot league.
Yeah, 8-foot league, and we're going to dunk all the time.
We're going to have broken hands.
Oh, absolutely. I hurt my middle finger dunking, actually. Like, but it's better now. Our social medias, we're Planet WNBA everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
Planet WNBA. I'm on Instagram. I'm not the best at it because I don't like pictures. I'm such a words guy. That's why it, like when it comes to social media, I'm all right at Facebook. I'm really good at Twitter, which is Planet WNBA. But like TikTok, stuff like that. Like, I'm not a video guy. I'm not even necessarily like a take a picture guy.
Yeah.
If I go on vacation, I have to force myself to take pictures because I'm a live in the moment and experience it right there type of person.
Yeah.
I went to the Dominican Republic not too long ago. I have like 6 pictures that exist from that whole trip. And it was actually really fun, really awesome. I had a dope time, but there's not a whole lot of evidence that I even went because it's just like, I don't like taking a whole lot of pictures. I'm definitely not a take a video type of guy.
Yeah.
So TikTok and YouTube, like to me, that stuff's a little intimidating for me to try to crack the surface of, but I am going to work on it. I am working on it because I have some ideas for some TikTok videos. I have some idea for some YouTube videos. One idea that I had for our very first TikTok video was Lexi Hall was doing an autograph signing at a burrito joint for whatever reason.
Yeah, we
missed. Like, it was right down the street from my place, so I could have driven down there. But it was also one of those things where it's like those kind of events are just for like local children and stuff. Yeah. So it would be weird to go in. But I mean, Moe's makes good burritos, so I could have stopped in there and got something to eat. But my idea originally was go in, buy a burrito, ask Lexi to sign it, and then take a bite out of the burrito. Like, tastes like victory. And that could have been like our very first TikTok ever. But
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
We
would have had
a winner.
Yeah, we would have had really, we're going to have really cool TikToks and YouTube stuff content during the season when we're actually at games.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll video some stuff. I have a Google Pixel Pro. Giannis uses those in commercials from what I see.
Yeah.
He edits glizzies out of his pictures with them. Those are some of the worst fucking commercials I've ever seen or like are products that I use. And it just makes me embarrassed. Like, oh boy, you guys are really you're really hawking that product in a cringy way and I have it in my pocket. So that's cool. I hope nobody sees it and goes, oh, you bought that because of that stupid commercial. Because I'll have to go, yeah, I did. What up? I can edit glizzies out of my pictures. Ugh, what a cringe fuck. Some of those like NBA commercials are super cringe worthy.
Yeah, awful.
Like some of them can't act very well.
Yeah, you can tell. Like it's do you play sports for a reason? Because there's nothing else entertaining in there.
Yeah, no. I mean, even like Space Jam, like I watched that, the original one with Michael Jordan, I watched it somewhat recently. His acting is very stiff.
Yeah.
You can tell that they go like, cut. All right, here's your line. This one line.
Oh, yeah.
Action. He reads the line. They cut. Feed him another line. Action. Like, you could tell that's probably
literally
how they did it.
Literally telling he's reading.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. LeBron wasn't very good in Space Jam. He was good. He was in a comedy movie. I don't remember what it was. I thought that he was kind of good in it, but I don't know. LeBron's hit or miss for me, but yeah, when sports guys try to act, it's like,
yeah, it's
who's the female that can do it? Who's the WNBA? You think Sue Bird, DT? Who's jumping into acting? Which one's gonna do it?
I could see a few of them.
NECA.
Yeah, NECA.
And NECA was in the new Space Jam. I know that because I watched it 2 days ago with my son.
Yeah.
So
and,
there you go.
Wasn't DT too?
Yeah, DT was also in it. And I don't even remember the original Space Jam if any of the OGs were in it or not. But
I think the ladies would translate more into Hollywood than a lot of the men. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get CP3 in there. Candace Parker. I want to see you acting something. I want to see that. I want to see JJ acting some stuff. I'm actually working on something. I'm writing a script right now. I don't know if I'm gonna make it a movie or if I'm gonna make it a sitcom pilot. But I have an idea. It's a story about a female baller that it's a pure comedy. There's nothing like, it's not like an underdog story. It's there to make you laugh.
Yeah.
And the main character, the female baller main character, is not a good person. She's actually a really shitty person. I base her a little bit off of Liz Cambage, but I boost her shittiness up tenfold to what Liz Cambage does. So we're working on a lot of stuff. We have a lot of good stuff in the works. I'm happy to be back from a hiatus. I just needed to take a little bit of time off because I started feeling a lot of imposter syndrome. Like, you know, doing the, hey, who's excited for the bracket? Even though I'm not.
Yeah.
So it was just weird for me to try to act like I cared.
Just to be when, having something to record about.
Yeah, but like, and it's not like I didn't care. It's just that I didn't care to the extent of being able to talk about women's college basketball for a half an hour, which, by the way, I call it girls' college basketball. If that gives you any indication of how I feel about college basketball, I also call it boys' college basketball. I don't call it men's because they're children to me. I'm old to this point. Let me know when you're a professional and, you know, I'll take you a little bit more seriously. But, you know, aside from that, I think we will be back next week. We got some game sounds from the draft party. Party sounds. Maybe we'll try to get, I think Erica Wheeler's going to be there. Maybe we'll get Wheezy to say some stuff for us. I don't know. Who knows? But we're going to have a lot to talk about next week because we're going to have Caitlin Clark next time you hear us. She's going to be on the Indiana Fever. Unless something really weird happens, you know. I don't want to go out there going guaranteed, but it'd be pretty fucked up if day one they were like, hey, we're announcing a trade. We're getting Breonna Stewart. You know. Who would the trade be? Who would the trade be?
You would have to give me MVP caliber.
Yeah. Like. You would have to get Asia Wilson.
Yeah.
You'd have to get Breonna Stewart.
I mean,
and maybe even assets. I don't know. And some fucking picks.
Yeah. Picks, cash, like you're literally getting the
give us your mascot too.
Yeah, you're getting the most hyped up basketball player to ever turn pro.
So yeah, I don't even know if it would even be possible.
I don't even think it's worth it.
I don't think even if realistically the Liberty called up and said, we'll give you Breonna Stewart.
No.
And our mascot is like, nah, we're good.
Yeah,
it's,
no.
Yeah, I just don't see it.
Bring us the Statue of Liberty to Indianapolis to put on the circle.
Yeah, bring us the Statue of Liberty itself.
We want the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, there would be a lot. It would take a lot to get Caitlin Clark from us. So it's almost a guarantee. We will see you next week where we're going to be Fever fans who have Caitlin Clark on the team. That's like a female Michael Jordan. That's crazy. I'm excited for it. Well, I guess her skills would be more like Steph Curry, right?
Yeah.
She's more of an outside shooter.
I'm here for it.
I'm just saying pop culture-wise, she's the person right now, and I'm excited. So we will see you next week where we're going to be some over-the-moon motherfuckers. Peace out from Planet W.
Peace.
Bye.